Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 56.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
All right, everyone, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 56. I am your host, Brendan Lowe, and thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to tune in to this podcast and improve your jazz piano skills. So I had a misfortunate thing just happen. I just recorded the full podcast, and I look up, and the camera is basically 2 feet down over the piano, hanging off at an angle that's filming the wall. So I was so wrapped up in teaching, which obviously you guys probably hear, I get pretty enthusiastic. I didn't even know the camera slowly just inching its way down on my on the stand that it's on, kind of because it wasn't tight enough, right? So it just slowly sank over the course of half an hour, and then I looked up and I was like, oh my God. So yeah, that happened. So, but I feel good. Here we go, take number two, right? I guess it just comes with the business. But anyway, thank you for tuning in. If you guys are all tuning in for the first time, welcome. We're associated with the website jazzpianoschool.com. You can go there for a lot of free education. Our goal, my goal, is to be the number one jazz piano school education site in the world. And we are working towards doing that with a course, a lot of education from great pianists all over the world. Eric Reed, Joe Gilman just published a blog post. We've had guest publishers as well that are writing for the website. So again, thank you for joining me for this episode. This episode is going to be on stride piano. So stride is very simple. Before I get to that, if you guys have been listening, you can go and get your free practice materials for this episode. The freebie is going to include your practice exercises for stride piano and what I go over today. And we kind of changed a couple things from last week. I don't know if any of you guys actually tried the text in method, but if you want to text in, text the number 4422, text the word download 56 to the number 44222, download 56 to the number 44222. And you can get the practice materials for this episode on the stride piano. Or if you're sitting at a computer listening to this, you can go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast56. Either way works, and you will be sent the materials. So that's kind of fun. I'm really excited right now just because we're doing another redesign of Jazz Piano School website. It's going to be phenomenal. Just really organizing everything, having a nice clean dashboard. Quizzes, progress bars, you know, a lot of different new features going in. Scrolling music notation, which I believe will be the only, there will be one other piano site that uses it, but I'm not sure how in-depth their site is, but it's really, really going to add to the site, so I'm super excited about that. And we'll be releasing our first specialty course on playing solo piano. It's going to be called the JPS Solo Piano System, and it's just, I was working on it today a little bit. It's just phenomenal. I mean, I don't want to be tooting my own horn here, but the flow and the roadmap of the instruction that goes into exactly how to arrange your hands is a systematic process template, right? It's a blueprint, essentially, that you can use on any standard. And it's going to make your standard sound phenomenal. And all you have to do is follow the directions, right? In my career, my jazz piano playing career, I went through so many loopholes, right? I had to guess, find out so many, you know, study with so many different teachers to really kind of put, you know, a good sounding solo piano, I guess, path together so I can actually play tunes, right? Stuff like that, but this education system will literally cut so much time down because you can just follow the steps through it to to actually learn like why I'm arranging, you know, my hands like this. And each arrangement has a component that you're able to use and connect together. It's just amazing. It's got so much other information in it. So we're going to be releasing that in November. So I'm super excited for that. Got the redesign going. Yeah, I'm just pumped, you know. So let's get into the episode and we'll get started. Okay, so someone had requested this episode, actually, who's a member of Jazz Piano School. They wanted some more information on Stride. So I'm going to do this episode for them. And if you guys have any requests, just let me know. So Stride is simple to explain, but difficult to play because there's not much going on in Stride Piano. So essentially, Stride Piano is going to be a bass note going to either shells or a chord. So in this case, I'm using my rootless voicing here, right? And back to the bass note. This is the bare bones of Stride, okay? Root, shells, or root to chord, right? So if I were to play a blues in the Stride style just using these bare bones components, it would sound like this. Not like that. Now there's one little other component I threw in there by accident. I was trying not to, but I did it out of habit. But that's it. That is Stride Piano right there. So the first exercise in your practice materials is going to be to practice your root going to your shells or your root going to your chord. Now in the blues I just played, I did all shells, but it can also be played with your full chord. So the full chord, obviously, technically is harder because we're having to make a bigger jump and we're having to grab four notes or whatever amount of notes you want to play. You can use three if you want. But shells, obviously, is two notes, and we don't have to put our pinky on the bottom note here when I jump to my shells. I can go bass note to my shells, two and thumb here, right? Very easy jump. Even if you can't reach your tenths, it's still easy just to move your hand, just lift, play, and lift and play. That's it, okay? So that's the first step in your stride, and you want to practice that through all your chords. Use your major chords, dominant chords, and minor chords, right? You can do your minor flat fives as well, and you can do your minor two fives, okay? But that's basically the essence of stride. Right? That's it. Now there's other things that are going to go into this a little bit more as I'm going to explain further. So step number two, we're going to add the fifth to make it just a little bit more harmonically interesting. So I'm going to go root, shells, fifth, shells. And I did that in the first demo by accident. I was trying to leave that out, but habitually I just played it. So root, shells, fifth, shells, root, shells, fifth. So, when you add that fifth in, it gives a nice little harmonic variance, because just going root shells, that's going to get pretty boring, right? So when we add that fifth in there, it gives us some movement, so that's very nice. Now you can take the same concept and use it with full chords. Okay, and so on, right? Now, with the fifth, there's another thing we can do. We can actually change our shells to match the fifth. So instead of going F7, shells, fifth, shells, we can actually play the shells of a C dominant seventh chord, which is going to lead us back to the F7. So F7, C7, F7, C7, right? Now, for people who don't really know about too much about theory, your five chord, five chords resolve down a fifth. So they five dominant chords always want to resolve down by a fifth. That's their strong resolution. So by using a five chord there, that essentially brings us or creates the sound that wants to bring us back to our original chord. Now, there's certain times where we don't necessarily want to use this, and this is more of an advanced concept. For example, in a blues on the two chord, going to the D7 there, because you only have one bar of G7, you're kind of taking away from the sound of the G7 by throwing that D7 in there, because your next chord is going to be the C7, right? Does that make sense? So if I go G7, D7, I'm not going back to the G7 anymore. So by playing the D7, it doesn't really make sense, because it's not leading me back to the G7. It would be leading me to the C7, it sounds kind of odd. So it would sound like this, right? So we want to use that five. If we're going to change the harmonies completely, the shells, to match the fifth, then we want to make sure we're staying on that one chord for a full, two bars or so, like in the beginning of the blues. So I can do this, because I'm just staying on that F7. Same with a major chord, right? If I'm using a major 7, I can go to my 5th and then go back to the major 7 chord, because I'm staying there on that chord, all right? So those are the first two steps in the practice exercises. You're going to be practicing your stride alone, then adding the 5th in there, and then changing some of those harmonies too, and not changing them as well, but practicing both the shells and the full chord going to your fifth, okay? Now, just doing that is already gonna give you a really nice sound, stride sound. There's a couple of other things we can do. Now, stride has so many different layers, right? There's stride specialists that are just phenomenal, that will blow anyone out of the water in stride. I mean, there's so many different little textures and variances that can go into playing stride that's just, it's mind-blowing when you hear these guys play. I'm just like, oh my goodness. But one of the nice things to do is add just a little and one going into the bass note. So what I mean by that is this. Excuse me. Right? And one, shells, five, shells, and one, shells. When I say and one, obviously I mean the rhythm, so four and one, two, three, four, and one. Now, I don't do that all the time consistently while I'm playing stride, but it's just a really nice texture kind of to add in to give it some flair. So just add that 5-1 in there. That's a nice little texture. Another nice little texture to do is adding bass notes that will approach into your one. So instead of just going directly back to the one every time, we might add in a half step above. And we actually leave out our shells when doing that, because it actually kind of replaces the shells in that manner. So it'd sound like this. So you get that nice, so it's like it really kind of adds a little pop to it. And obviously you can go either way. You can do a half step below. Now again, I'm not doing this every time when I'm playing stride, but it's the combination and balance of using these textures which is going to really, really sound good. So I might use the right, so when I change it up and switch it up, it sounds awesome. You can do octaves. I was doing octaves there to really kind of emphasize that heavy left hand, right? So that's number three. That's a really nice texture to add in there. Now, some more difficult things you can add into stride are walking tenths or any sort of tenth bottom left hand. So instead of just using your root, we can use a tenth. Now again, right here, before we had the approach note with just the bass note, now I'm harmonizing with the tenth, right? So again, with that tenth, I can actually play my full voicing and then jump to the shelves. Now this is getting very advanced because again, some of you are like, oh, I can't reach this. It takes practice, okay, first of all, to learn how to stretch your hand and reach this. But again, obviously some of you will not be able to reach a tenth, so in this case, you just roll. Right, so I'm just rolling one to my shells and then replaying my shells. Now it sounds a little repetitive, but if I use my full chord, it'll change the texture of the sound. Right? You can go backwards, right? Instead of the five to one that I showed you, you can do your shells to one. Okay, so tenth has a lot of different things you can do. And again, when I play more of a slower stride, I'll use my full tenth chords. And that way it really gives the essence of the harmony there. I'll show you that in a second. Walking tenths, okay? Now again, you can pedal those, right, to kind of change the gap, or you can just do them quickly. However you want to do it. If you can reach your tenths though, I'm just walking up diatonically here. Now again, from B flat to D, I can't reach that tenth, so I just roll it. See? So tenths is a really nice texture to add in there for stride piano. You'll hear that a lot. Now that was step number four. The last step number five, is going to be more of a slower stride. There's different ways you can play stride, right? So when playing a blues, especially a slow blues, you can leave that space in there and it's going to sound great. You don't need to have any sort of pedal or connection, because the swing feel, just the openness is nice, right? I don't need to add anything else. I could just. That's it. Okay, so that's it. But when you get into kind of more different genres, styles, tunes, right, let's say, you're gonna wanna have this style of stride, especially to kind of ballads, different sort of ballads. You don't always have to have that gap, okay? So if I were to play that same blues, but more of a laid back kind of think sultry, Frank Sinatra, Count Basie, bar, you know, cigarette, having a drink in front of you kind of blues, instead of just that's more of the raggy blues, right, that I'm kind of playing there. But again, to go back to that other analogy, when I use my pedal, connect my stride here, and by doing that, it gives more of a, just a smoother kind of, you know, the stuff you hear in the lounge, you know what I mean? Walking tens here. So by using my pedal for connection, I create a different atmosphere than just doing same exact tempo right now, but obviously it's a completely different atmosphere. Okay, so again, I'll switch between those two in a piece, in a tune, depending upon the style I want to create. The smoother style, use my pedal. And again, with major chords, guys, or different tunes, it's going to sound completely different. I'm trying to think of a tune to use. Let me see. What tune would be good for this? Again, like some tunes are going to lend themselves more to a stride feel, right? Over, you know, some other tunes, like obviously more of a medium swing tune. If I were a bell. I forgot to tell you guys about this texture too. Even if just going to the one to the third, you don't always have to go to the seven and one. Just doing your thirds, your tenths, that's also going to create a sound of the stride as well. So, right, if I were to play If I Were a Bell, I probably wouldn't play it. You know, that just sounds kind of strange. So again, depending upon the tune, I mean, again, you can play it like that for sure, definitely, but it just depends how you want to play it. So my point is, by switching the styles, you can definitely really, really change the tune. There's a nice recording of Oscar and, who plays with him? Clark Terry, I think, when they play A-Train. And even Oscar, he has, I think, a bunch of recordings playing the Take the A-Train like this, more of a stride style, but... Again, he's using this pedal method, okay, with his walking tenths. And again, right hand, you can add a lot to your right hand. Here's a kind of an extra point I'm adding on to this pedal style by using kind of that Errol Garner method. So we're using block chords in our right hand instead of just single note melody. So basically I'm filling in with chord tones depending upon my harmonies and the melody. So, and again, especially when I start to improvise a little bit, you can add in those other chord tones, right? See, already by just kind of doing this kind of thing. So I have G, C, E, G. I'm just playing a C major chord. And you really get that full stride essence when you start to block chord your right hand. So that's a really nice thing. But Take the A Train, right, would sound like this. Sorry. A7, D7. Sorry, so there I did the roll, right? Because I can reach that. Sometimes I'll just have to roll it. Again, there my walking tenths was F, G, A flat, C, G, E, F. Okay, so I approached from the bottom, right? It's like our bass notes. I used tenths there. Okay, so with that little approach, I had to roll it and then I went. But again, that's a demonstration of more of the, again, even if I wanted to take it slower, I probably wouldn't play. I mean, you could, definitely, but I'd probably use my pedal to kind of fill in that gap. Okay, you see how that works? And again, I'm using some of my fifth techniques, going to my five chord, which I talked about previously. I'm using my tenths, I'm using some. Right, your little bass note approaches there. So again, when you kind of combine everything, that's what it sounds like. Now your super fast stride, okay, I saved this for last because everyone kind of wants to be able to do that, is going to be what I'm doing normally is just bass note to shells. And again, you'll see some guys use full chords and go back and forth. Now, if you want to go for that, by all means, go for it. It is very difficult, right? But I can get away with just doing the shells going to the fifth instead of playing full chords. So when you go back and forth super fast, right, with your full chords, it's not easy. And you can hear I'm barely catching the notes right now, but if I just have my shells going to my five, sorry, I can do that very easily. So one, shells, five, shells, right? And again, same with the blues. And you can even, obviously, you know, you can hear I'm not catching all the notes, but if you get that essence going, it doesn't really matter. I mean, the more you want to practice, the cleaner you'll get it. And that's why stride is a very, you know, specialty, because you can focus practicing just on stride and make sure everything is crystal clean. But again, at that speed, when you hear those super, super fast stride tempos, you can kind of decide what you want to do, if you want to go to the bass note, going to the chord, or just the shells like I use, right? And again, you can walk up to, sorry, however you want to do it, right? So, you know, when you go into some like fast stride like that, kind of just choose whether you want to use the shells. That's going to be your easiest thing to do, or I'm telling you that right now. Or you can use your full chords. If you've practiced this for a certain tune, by all means, go for your full chord. That will give you more of a richer harmony in your left hand to go for. So that is stride. Let me just review these things with you guys, these notes. And again, the practice exercises will be at jazzpianoschool.com/podcast56. And you can practice these exercises that will help your stride playing. So it's all going to be left hand exercises, right? And once you've practiced them, you can start to incorporate melodies, improv in your right hand, and kind of some of that Errol Garner Bach chord textures that I talked about as well. So number one, you're going to go from bass note to shells and bass note to chord, okay? Number two, you're going to go to bass note to shells, then fifth back to shells, okay? Or bass note and chord, then fifth to shells, okay? Now also choose whether you want to go, when you go to your fifth, you can change your shells by going to the actual shells of the fifth chord, right? Like a dominant chord, so C7. Or you can just stay on, just keep using the shells for that chord and just go to your fifth. Okay? Number three, we have our fifth approaches, the and ones, to kind of add that little, that grit to it, right? That kind of dirtiness. Right? So that adds just a nice little kind of texture to it. We got our bass note approaches, can get kind of, again, gritty and kind of dirty that way. All right, stuff like that. I was using octaves to kind of emphasize that. So that's number three. Walking four, number four is our walking tenths. And using our tenths to go up to our shells or our chord. Also using our shells as like kind of the and one. Right? Or just again, using our tenths for walking. again, you're, instead of all your base note approaches above and below can be used with your tenths. And most of the time I have to break them up, so I'll roll them. Right? Okay, to approach your one. Then the last point, number five, is going to be your pedal stride. So that's kind of more where you're using your pedal to connect everything. It's more of a slower, again, that kind of loungy, sultry feel, the Count Basie, Frank Sinatra-ish. What am I playing here? I was gonna play a tune that I forgot what I was gonna play. Oh yeah, so if we were to play Body and Soul, for example. Right, so you see how I'm kind of using my pedal. So here I'm using one, five in the third up top instead of one, seven and three, right? But you can do either or. Chord, bass note, chord. I'm adding the flat nine here. I'm adding some tenth movement. This is I'll close up shop in just a second here, but for improv purposes and solo piano, the stride thing for ballads is where it's at. I mean, if you guys are looking to play kind of cocktail hour gigs and stuff like that, everyone is really kind of looking for that sound that I've encountered a lot of my students. And especially for improv, right, using this kind of slow stride feel. It really frees up your right hand to do whatever you want while at the same time giving you a very, very nice palette to solo over with, right? Because you hear everything. You got your harmonies going, you got your palette of rhythm going, right? And this is all I need right here. I can just keep going with this for the entire tune. And it gives me such a nice, rich palette to solo, to improvise over with my right hand, and my right hand can play single notes, and it feels like I have a full tune going. It doesn't feel empty, right? And a lot of times, earlier beginner to intermediate students, when they're playing solo piano, it just feels like something's missing, right? It feels like something's empty. And again, in the solo piano system that we'll be releasing, that's one of the things we'll be going over is actually how to break that down so you can use those kinds of styles for solo piano, especially this kind of stride styles in there, and how to do that as well. But I hope this helped, guys. Again, you can go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast56 or text the word download 56 to the number 44222 and you will receive the stride practice material. So again, I hope you've enjoyed this. I think we're gonna be doing a episode on Latin tunes next week. But again, if you guys have any requests, please feel free to leave them in the notes or shoot me an email. It doesn't really matter. And I would love to hear some of your stride tunes, actually. If you guys want to post some links to any of your stride tunes or what you're working on or stride pieces, if you're playing stride and you got some recordings, I'd love to hear those as well. So again, thank you guys. I will talk to you soon. Until next time, happy practicing.